from KQED.
President Trump's nominee for Labor Secretary is officially out of the running. Andrew Puzder came into his own as chief of the Southern California-based fast food chain Carl's Jr. But along the way, he was dogged by controversy over how he treated workers and some personal scandals. Here's LA Bureau Chief Stephen Cuevas.
As Puzder was getting ready for his confirmation hearing this week, graphic details of alleged spousal abuse resurfaced, and scores of pro-labor protesters rallied outside Carl's Jr. restaurants from Anaheim to New York, opposing his confirmation. Labor activists are especially aggrieved over Puzder's opposition to minimum wage hikes and workplace violations racked up at CKE restaurants, which include Carl's Jr., Hardee's, and the Green Burrito. Roxana Tynan of the Los Angeles Alliance for a New Economy said he was a bad fit to be the country's top labor official.
His entire record as a businessman is about undermining and ignoring those very legal protections that he'd be in a position to enforce. And that makes him uniquely unqualified to be labor secretary. We're really glad that that message got through to at least some of the senators.
Puzder's support among Senate Republicans was softening. He had clashed with hardline immigration restrictionists. And earlier this month, he acknowledged hiring an undocumented housekeeper at his Montecito home. Puzder says he fired the woman after discovering her immigration status, but he had also expressed support for immigration reform, as he did during a talk at the conservative American Enterprise Institute 4 years ago.
If we were able to hire people who are currently here illegally, if there were a way to change their status, that would be a big benefit, I think, to us and to everybody else that has to hire workers in that category. I think it would be a real boost to the economy.
With Puzder now out of the running as U.S. Labor Secretary, many labor groups in California that helped lead opposition to his nomination are hoping for a new candidate who may be more receptive to workplace issues they prioritize, like tough workplace protections and a higher federal minimum wage. For the California Report, I'm Stephen Cuevas in Los Angeles.